We have so many like outstanding researchers, faculty members, and students who are just doing really fascinating and impactful work in their areas. And it's just going to be such a cool event to see what everyone has been doing.
The annual John Heinrich Scholarly and Creative Activity Days is coming up at Forte State University with an open house on May 1st. I'm Becky Kaiser, Hays Post Eagle Radio News reporter. I'm talking with Dr. Morgan Steele of the Criminal Justice Program on this episode of the Hays Post podcast.
This is our 19th year
doing
our scholarly and creative activity days here at Fort Hays. And this was originally sponsored by Dr. John Heinrichs, who was a professor of geosciences at Fort Hays and just an absolutely outstanding scholar, researcher, and faculty member at Fort Hays. And he really emphasized the student participation and showcasing of their research and creative works at Fort Hays. So we're really just happy to open this up more to the Hays community and the surrounding area so they can come see what everyone at Fort Hays has been doing.
I think that I remember Dr. Heinrichs, and indeed he was a very much beloved professor and really active throughout the campus community and the local community as well. I think this is a great idea for the community to get an idea in general of what kind of studies are going on at Fort Hays State and what students are learning as they go there. So what kinds of things are going to happen on May 1st during this open house, Dr. Steele?
So May 1st, we've got academic posters, which is just your basic, like showing what students have done. It could be like biology, chemistry, nursing studies, all the way out to reviewing literature to see what works for particular policies or just showcasing what they've done over the past year. But this is also something where the non-written disciplines get a chance to show their works off. So in the Schmidt Foundation Center for Art and Design, we have the art and creative works that are going to be displayed. So think sculptures, paintings, graphic design, just something where it's not really conducive to put it on a poster. You really want to see
Absolutely. Everything
that everyone has been able to do with like just their art skills. And we also have musical performances that are going to be going on throughout the day. I believe those are starting at 9 a.m. in the Schmidt Atrium of the Memorial Union. And we also have applied industrial technology projects that are going to be across the street from the union in the Center for Applied Technology. And those are just things that like the applied tech students can't really put them on a poster. And it's also something that's a little bit more difficult to move across the street into the union. And then lastly, we have something we're starting new this year is something called the Meet the Author event, which is going to be that afternoon in the Memorial Union, where anyone who's written a book or a book chapter or even edited a book is going to have an opportunity to meet with the public and just explain what they did, why they did it, and why it's an important contribution to their field.
This is a great opportunity to meet the creators of these different types of works in person, to ask questions of them about their thought process. Excuse me, is it a summation of their work or are they picking out specific projects?
Usually they're picking out specific projects. And as a faculty member at Fort Hays, I don't get to see a lot of what my colleagues and coworkers do day in, day out. So it's really a great opportunity for really everyone just to see what everyone has been doing. And we have so many like outstanding researchers, faculty members, and students who are just doing really fascinating and impactful work in their areas. And it's just going to be such a cool event to see what everyone has been doing.
You get to learn a lot in this way and if you have different disciplines. What is the value, would you say, Dr. Steele, of doing research? Why is it important?
It's important because there are so many things we don't know, so many things that we're learning just now. And it's always a good idea to keep pushing not just yourself as an individual, but the field as a whole. There is so much that we don't know about life in like rural Kansas or in the western part of Kansas, and even that it's so important to showcase that perspective. And we have so many different students from different backgrounds and different experiences, faculty members who have different trainings coming from all over the world, and they're coming to Fort Hays and they have that unique perspective. And from a person out in town, their view, like a lot of the time they just don't know what goes on at Fort Hays. Like, what do these people do with their time? Like, and being able to see exactly why we do what we do and how we go about doing it is really just going to be such a important thing for everyone in the Hays community to see, so that it's not just, oh, that's Fort Hays and they're just, you know, the weird academics who like to study things like state laws and all that other stuff. But this is something that in many instances we focus on a real world impact for our research. We want to, and me as someone who is not a creative person, like I get to see what professors like Linda Ganstrom create, and it's just, one, I'm very envious of her skill and her talent.
But in the art department?
In the art department. Like, her sculptures are absolutely gorgeous, and seeing what she's able to teach students and how they're able to develop their skills just having one, two, even three classes with her is really just amazing.
Great opportunity to expand horizons for anybody, whether you're public member coming to find out what goes on at Fort Hays State, or as you said, exchanging these modalities with your colleagues. The work that goes on, Dr. Steele, you talked about how important it is. How does it live? How does it go on? Is it stored somewhere so that people can refer back to it and build upon it? Why do we need to know about these things?
So we have that on-campus event on May 1st, but from April 29th all the way through May 3rd, the Forsyth Library at Fort Hays is displaying all of the posters online, and they're going to be archived permanently in their scholars repository. So if Wednesday, May 1st doesn't work for anyone, you're still going to be able to see what's going on at Fort Hays. You may just not be able to see like art exhibits in person or have that opportunity for a face-to-face interaction with like the Meet the Author event. But this is also an opportunity for people to really like network and learn like about what students are doing, what maybe they'd be capable of, and if like a community organization or a civic group has an idea about a project, this is a great opportunity to see if anyone is around who could help them out.
Ah, good idea. Now, the student work, is this something that they are, is a culmination of what they've done? In other words, is it seniors and graduate students, or is it throughout their career at Fort Hays State?
It's throughout their career. We have students who are in the CAMS program, so they're finishing up their high school while they're students at Fort Hays and then transitioning into college life once they graduate high school through Fort Hays. They're doing some really phenomenal work. I've watched some of their or looked at some of their posters last year, and they were doing some really cool work with biology, getting into things that I can't even pronounce.
They're talented kids.
They are extremely smart, and it's like one of those things where it's just, I'm siloed in my little office and at Fort Hays, and I don't get to see what everyone else is doing, and I know that's the same for everyone else here in Hays as well.
I'm glad that you talked to us about this today, because we hear of some of the bigger universities in Kansas and, of course, across the United States and their research programs, and people may not realize what's going on at Fort Hays State.
Right. Like, for Fort Hays, research and creative activities, that's 20% of our job. So we dedicate probably more than 20% for a lot of us trying to do scholarship and creative activities, because, like, all of us are passionate about teaching, but we're, if not equally passionate, almost as passionate about doing research, because for me personally, research is fun. Like, I get to see what is there in the data and see how communities are interacting with the criminal justice system for me personally. And I know that a lot of the biology, the chemistry, physics, nursing, applied health, they're all doing equally impactful research at Fort Hays. And it may not get the press releases and the big funding and everything like that at the bigger universities like K-State and KU, but it's just as impactful.
Are you working on something research-wise? Will you be part of the big open house?
Yeah, I'll be presenting a paper I did with my colleague, Dr. Zui Chi in the Criminal Justice Department on, we read through all the 50 state laws on how police officers are able to use force and how that impacted the number of people who died as a result of law enforcement intervention. Kind of a dark topic, unfortunately, but it's something that we really need to know because, yes, police have to use force at some points and sometimes, but it's always best to minimize the impact of that force. Like, law enforcement doesn't go into a situation saying, I'm going to kill someone. They go into a situation like, I need to resolve this situation. I need to get someone into custody, protect the community. So we're trying, Zoe and I tried to figure out, like, is there a particular law or on the books that helped states reduce how often officers kill someone in the line of duty or someone dies as a result of law enforcement intervention. But I know Dr. April Terry, she's extremely active at the Scott Open House, where she has her juvenile justice students each prepare a presentation or a poster at SACOD, and they present something that they find impactful or meaningful about the juvenile justice system as a whole. So you get to really see not just what the students are doing, but also what each of these different disciplines are doing to make their system or their part or their part of society a little bit better. And it could just be like some random fun stuff, because I remember reading a poster last year from a business student who was predicting something about baseball. And he used some really fancy math to predict this really niche aspect of baseball statistics. And I got a kick out of that.
That is fun. That is fun. You know, you talk about the poster. These are literally posters that we're looking at, the
right.
cardboard postboard.
They're, I think, like 2 feet by 3 feet posters, and they list like results and they explain their perspective. So for instance, if you can't meet with a student from 1 to 3 on May 1st, they're going to be available all day in the union. So you can just come by if you have a chance, take a look and see what's going on. And if you have questions, I believe most of the posters will at least have someone's name, or they'll all have someone's name, but they may have their contact information. So if you have a question, you're more than welcome to send them an email or stick around till 1 and see if you can get a chance to talk to them.
That format is interesting because it, I'm assuming, gives a summation without going into the weeds, so to speak, where many of these topics might be over, certainly over my head and in lots of people if it's not their particular discipline, but gives them a glimpse into whatever the area is that they're specializing in and working in, and getting people to know about it and become interested possibly.
Yeah, and this is one of those ways where students are given a chance to show off their skills, show what they know, and it gives them practice on how to communicate what they've learned throughout their college career to people who may be interested in offering them a job or giving them a project, or even like we're trying to bring in some of the high school students from the surrounding area to come see what research and creative works at Fort Hays looks like. So it's a great opportunity for students and faculty to interact with everyone else on the during this event and really just show off what they've done.